Students and others who use the internet to check facts and find information have a new resource. It's an online library service in Cleveland that offers personal research assistance. David C. Barnett of member station WCPN reports.
Roderick Jones spends his work days answering questions.
Can you tell me the deepest part of Lake Erie? Thank you.
Jones sits at a small desk in one corner of the Cleveland Public Library's General Reference Room, surrounded by hundreds of quick reference books. While his colleagues attend to queries from callers and walk-in customers several feet away, Jones is fielding questions from people on the other end of a computer modem.
They are the first to go 24 hours, offering online, real-time, person-to-person assistance 7 days a week.
The American Library Association's Reference Services Chief, Catherine Friedman, says that the Cleveland system is the buzz of the library world. It's essentially an internet search engine staffed by human beings called Know It Now. The Cleveland Library's Deputy Director, Sari Feldman, says that this new web searching tool is partially the result of competition from the internet.
We felt that the internet was drawing some of the public into looking for their own answers to questions. We still believe that librarians are, I know it sounds corny, the best search engine out there.
Surfing the net can feel like you've got the world's biggest reference library right on your desk. But after a while, it becomes a challenge to choose from the millions of available websites. Cleveland Library Automation Supervisor Bob Carteret says that the Know It Now service zeroes in on just the information you need.
It's a way of shaping a search to a more direct result. And the people that are providing that assistance are people that have been specially trained and in many instances have lots of years of experience in doing this with people of all ages, with all interests.
These personalized searches have been averaging about 7 minutes each, and each customer is emailed some appropriate websites for further study. But Library System Supervisor Ann Palomo notes that sometimes the best facts are still in books.
Because the answer is just simply not always on the internet. And librarians have known that for years, and we've had concerns about people, you know, using Google and things to find answers because we know that not everything on the internet is authoritative.
Admittedly, it's not quite the same as walking up to an information desk or even calling in your question, but Cleveland Library Reference Assistant Roderick Jones says that in some cases, the anonymity of a computerized transaction is actually a plus.
Some may be embarrassed about the particular kind of question that they're asking. I had a person type in and ask, how much does a penny weigh? I don't want to, you know, call and ask somebody, you know, what's this? And then they'll think that, like, okay, who's this idiot on the phone calling and, you know, ask how much? And it's a legitimate question. Okay, another message coming through.
Certain technical questions in areas of business or law can be sent to experts in other departments or, in the future, even other libraries, creating a new sort of World Wide Web. And by the way, a penny weighs 2.5 grams. For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.